Powwows are celebrations, social gatherings, and friendly dance competitions. But as with the sacred thread that runs through all of life, there are sacred traditions to be found in this coming together of people. There is a circle in most dances, representing the circle of unity, the cycle of life. Dancers often follow the clockwise pattern of the sun. Some of the regalia and or ornaments signify special events or honors in a person's life, special religious traditions, or symbols rooted in legend. Dance is one of the most beautiful parts of Native American culture. The dances at powwows have a strong personal and spiritual dimension. There are many different stories and interpretations for each dance depending on tribal and family background. While they may differ in facts, they're all considered true, for truth can exist in many forms. Women's traditional dance requires enormous stamina, concentration, and grace. The movements are very focused. Women move their feet in time with the drum, keeping them close to the ground. As a drum play honor beats, women raise their fans to honor the drum and their male relatives. An important element of women's traditional dance is the regalia. Women's traditional regalia will usually include a fringe shawl, held gracefully folded over one's arm, a knife case on the belt, and a feather fan. The regalia will feature beautiful beadwork, usually created by the woman dancer, and patterns and colors that reflect tribal and family affiliation. Dakota patterns, for instance, often are in rainbow colors and geometric in shape, representing the colors and the patterns of their homeland on the plains. The Ojibwe regalia often reflect floral patterns and woodland colors, showing the woodland Indian influence. The fancy shawl dance is the most modern and newest style of Native American dances. Some say it was originally called the blanket dance, and women danced with a blanket or shawl covering their heads. The dance originated in the early 1950s and 60s in the northern tribes along the U.S.-Canadian border. Back then, it was called the graceful shawl dance because the steps weren't nearly as lively as they are today. The dance's current names come from the still graceful but much fancier footwork. The fancy shawl dance now is a very strenuous one that requires much athletic skill. Representing butterfly wings, the women move fast, twirling, kicking, and performing intricate steps that are individually choreographed. This allows the female dancers the opportunity for self-expression. The dance requirements, however, are the steps be always in time with the drum and that the lady ends with both feet on the ground at the last beat. Not only do the steps signify the butterfly in flight, but also the dancer's regalia emphasizes this magnificent beauty. The color scheme ties together the dress, shawl, moccasin, and accessories. And more importantly, the colors have tribal or personal significance to the dancer. The fringe shawl is worn around the shoulders and is unfurled during the dance, becoming an integral part of the lady's self-expression. The fancy shawl dance is a splash of color, fringe, and footwork, each step so quick and light that the young woman almost look as though she's dancing on air. There are different versions of the butterfly legend on which the fancy shawl dance is based. One way to tell is that there was a beautiful butterfly who lost her mate in a battle. In mourning, she wrapped herself in a cocoon and traveled the world over, stepping on every stone until she found the right one and was able to start her life anew. When she discovered this stone, she celebrated new life with such sheer radiance. She seemed to be dancing well in flight. It is said that in the old days, when young women came out of mourning, they danced this dance. So when the fancy shawl dancer steps and twirls, she lives out the legend and represents the butterfly's joyful wings. She celebrates new life. The jingle dress dance originated among the Ojibwe people long ago. According to one legend, a medicine man of this tribe had a cherished granddaughter who became rather ill. Of course, her grandfather was very concerned, and his spirit guides appeared to him in a dream one night about the matter. They showed him several women wearing the jingle dress and doing the jingle dance. In the dream, he was taught how to make the dress, how the steps were to be performed, and what sort of song would be appropriate. He was told that the dance was one of healing, and that his granddaughter would be healed if she did this dance. In the morning, the medicine man and his wife put the dress together according to the directions given to him by his spirit guides. When the dress was finished, the medicine man and his wife took the dress to their granddaughter. She wore it into the circle and had to be carried for the first time around. During the second time, she could walk with a little assistance. The third time, she was walking on her own. And by her fourth time around, she was dancing the jingle dress dance. She was healed. Ever since, the jingle dress dance has been known to be a medicine dance. Nowadays, whenever somebody needs help healing of their physical, mental, or emotional self, the jingle dancers are called upon. Many healings have taken place, Therefore, the dance is a respected and revered one. Though frequently utilized for healing ceremonies, jingle dress is also done in competitions nationwide. The regalia is a very colorful and bright one, decorated with beadwork, ribbons, paint, or appliques, and worn with matching barrettes, purses, leggings, and moccasins. The dress itself gleams with rows and rows of jingles numbering on the several hundreds. The jingles are typically made of the lids of snuff cans. The lids are rolled into bell shapes and sewn very closely together onto the dress by ribbons. As each cone is attached, a different prayer is spoken. The closeness of the jingles results in the lovely tinkling sounds that is produced when the dancer is right in time with the drum. As with all dancers, it's very important that the jingle dancer moves her feet in exact time with the drum and stop precisely when the drum stops. The footwork is low to the ground and controlled, not high-stepping like the one of the fancy shawl dance. Typically, the steps are done so that the feet are parallel movements in a zigzag pattern. This pattern is said to represent one of zigzagging through the journey of life. Today, most jingle dancers also wear eagle plumes or other feathers on their heads and carry a feather fan that is raised to reverence the drum during honor beats. In older times, however, the dancers did not wear feathers and didn't carry these fans. They would raise their hands toward the drum during honor beats in order to receive healing. Both styles can be seen today, although a contemporary version is more frequent. With either style utilized, the jingle dress dancer is a prayer dance of powerful medicine and is a true blessing to observe and take part in. Those needed healing of any kind would benefit greatly from this revered form of Native American ceremony.